the pipeline for ISPS-derived cell therapeutics in 2026. Despite progress involving the use of induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, within disease modeling and drug discovery applications, it will be a long path to achieve the broad-scale use of ISPS-derived cell types in human patients. Within a preclinical context, cell types differentiated from iPSCs are tested for their therapeutic response. Then, clinical trials are conducted to assure that essential parameters, such as tumorigenicity, dose toxicity, and immunogenicity, are assessed before authorizing the product for use in human patients. ISPS-derived cells have the potential to be used as therapies for treating cardiovascular, neurological, and metabolic diseases, as well as repairing damaged cartilage, spinal, motor neuron and eye tissues resulting from genetic defects or injuries. In general, the targets for ISPS-derived therapies include any diseases or disorders for which there are no other viable treatments and where there is a need to repair or replace dysfunctional tissue. Pipeline for ISPS-derived cell therapeutics. Today, the following companies and organizations are forging the path toward ISPS-derived cell therapeutics. These market leaders include: Allele Biotechnology and Pharmaceuticals is developing a diabetes drug created from ISPS-derived pancreatic beta cells. Aspen Neuroscience is combining stem cell biology and genomics to provide the world's first autologous-induced pluripotent stem cell, ISPS-derived neuron replacement therapy for Parkinson's disease. Avery Therapeutics and iPS Incorporated are collaborating to advance an ISPS-derived cell therapeutic for heart failure. iPS is generating and supplying GMP-grade iPSCs, while Avery Therapeutics is using them to manufacture its MyCardia product. Bayer acquired ISPS cell therapy company Blue Rock Therapeutics in August 2019. Since May 2021, Blue Rock Therapeutics, Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics, and Opsis Therapeutics have had an R&D alliance to develop allogeneic ISPS-derived cell therapies for ocular diseases. BeiGene is actively pursuing ISPS-derived cell therapy. Its ISPS platform is designed to generate gamma-delta or alpha-beta T-cell therapies with specific edits that enhance the potency, persistence, fitness, longevity, and specificity of these effector cells. It has achieved high purity and expansion fold without the use of feeders to significantly reduce cost of goods and increase the affordability and accessibility of the ISPS-derived T-cell therapy. Blue Rock Therapeutics, a subsidiary of Bayer since August 2019, develops ISPS-derived cell therapies to target Parkinson's disease, heart failure, and ocular diseases. Bone Therapeutics has partnered with the U.S. company Implant Therapeutics to develop allogeneic, ISPS-derived MSCs. Brooklyn Immunotherapeutics is developing a set of mesenchymal stem cell, MSC, products, derived from iPSCs, to which it also intends to apply its gene editing technology. Cartherix. Cartherix has a novel technology for inducing ink cells from iPSCs. Cartherix has further improved this function by genetically engineering its iPSCs so that the ink cells express a cancer-specific chimeric antigen receptor, CAR. The company is also expanding its pipeline to include its cells and eye macrophages. Cell Origin Biotech, Hangzhou Co., Ltd. Cell Origin Biotech and Qilu Pharmaceutical are co-developing allogeneic ISPS-derived chimeric antigen receptor macrophages, CAR-iMAC, to assist in the treatment of cancer. Cellectis. Cellectis has a partnership with Cytovia Therapeutics for the production of gene-edited ink cells, NK cells derived from iPSCs. Cytovia uses Cellectis TALEN gene-editing technology to produce its ink cells while minimizing the risk of off-target effects. Cellistic. In December 2024, Cellistic and BrightPath Bio entered a process development and manufacturing agreement to produce ISPS-derived CAR-NK T cells. The companies will leverage Cellistic's 3D bioreactor-based manufacturing platform, ECHO, to produce ISPS-derived BCMA-targeting CAR natural killer T, NKT, cells for phase I trials of multiple myeloma. Century Therapeutics was created in July 2019 by Versant Ventures and Fujifilm to develop ISPS-derived adaptive and innate immune effector cell therapies. Sitius Pharmaceuticals uses iPSCs from a single donor dermal fibroblast to create ISPS-derived MSCs, IMSCs. It has completed the development of an IMSC accession cell bank, ACB, and is testing and expanding these cells to create an allogeneic cGMP-IMSC master cell bank. Clade Therapeutics is developing immune-cloaked pluripotent stem cell-derived therapies, including IPSC-derived cell therapies. Creative Biolabs is a premier provider of IPSC services and IPSC-derived cell therapy development solutions. Leveraging advanced reprogramming, differentiation, and characterization technologies, the company delivers high-quality stem cell-related products and comprehensive service platforms to support diverse research projects. It is dedicated to providing customized services and solutions to researchers worldwide to accelerate the development of next-generation cell therapies. Creative Medical Technology Holdings Incorporated, listed on the NASDAQ ASILS, it is a leading commercial-stage biotech company that has successfully generated human-induced pluripotent stem cells, IPSC, derived islet cells that produce human insulin. The IPSC clinical line that generated these insulin-producing islet cells is part of its IPSCLS program, which is validated by Greenstone Biosciences Incorporated. CoreIPS Incorporated, an Osaka University-affiliated company, developed a cardiac tissue sheet using IPSC cells to graft onto the hearts of patients with coronary artery disease. It is filing an application with Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare to manufacture and sell these sheets. Sinata Therapeutics manufactures IPSC-derived MSCs using its proprietary Simrus technology. In partnership with Fujifilm Corporation, it is clinically testing these cells for the treatment of graft-versus-host disease, GVHD. It is also conducting trials for the treatment of critical limb ischemia, CLI, osteoarthritis, OA, and respiratory failure/distress, including ARDS. Cytomed Therapeutics Private Limited. Cytomed is engaged in clinical translation of its human IPSC-derived gamma-delta natural killer T-cell technology. This technology enables the generation of a novel hybrid 2-in-1 cell type, which combines receptors of both NK and T cells in an allogeneic setting to recognize a broad spectrum of cancers, including both solid and hematological malignancies. Cytomed Therapeutics, NASDAQ, GDTC, listed on NASDAQ in April of 2023. Cytovia Therapeutics is a biopharma company developing allogeneic off-the-shelf gene-edited INC and CAR, chimeric antigen receptor, INC cells derived from iPSCs. Etagene Incorporated, Etagene and Anukio Biotherapeutics are developing allogeneic IPSC-derived NK cell therapies through a joint R&D collaboration. Editas Medicine, NASDAQ, Edit, a genome editing company, is developing engineered IPSC-derived natural killer cells, INCs, for the treatment of cancer. Eterna Therapeutics gene-edited IPSC cell therapeutic candidates promote enhanced immune responses, including affecting T-cell-mediated immunity and promoting multilineage differentiation and hematopoietic regeneration in vivo. Eterna entered into a sponsored research agreement with MD Anderson in November 2022 to further this program. Exasi Biotherapeutics is a development-stage immuno-oncology company that is developing NK cells from iPSCs, XANK cells, engineered using mRNA gene-editing technology to resist rejection by the patient's immune system. Ernexa Therapeutics' core technology focuses on engineering iPSCs and transforming them into induced mesenchymal stem cells, IMSCs. Fate Therapeutics is developing IPSC-derived NK and CAR T cells for the treatment of cancer and immune disorders. Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics Incorporated, FCDI, is investing in a $21 million cGMP production facility to support its internal cell therapeutics pipeline, as well as serve as a CDMO for IPSC cell products. GC Therapeutics, GCTX, recently launched with $65 million in series of funding. GCTX is focused on creating off-the-shelf IPSC-based medicines using its innovative TFOAM platform. This platform allows for rapid differentiation of iPSCs into various cell types with high efficiency, aiming to address diseases in the gastrointestinal, neurological, and immune systems. Game2's lead investigational program, called Fertilo, is a solution derived from iPSCs and designed to mature eggs outside of the body as part of minimal hormonal stimulation cycles for in vitro fertilization and egg freezing. Go Liver Therapeutics, a French startup launched in 2024 with €1.6 million in support from the French government, is developing a stem cell-based liver therapy derived from iPSCs. Greenstone Bio. Greenstone Bio is a startup company headquartered in Stanford Research Park in Palo Alto, California. The company couples artificial intelligence, AI, with patient-derived IPSC technology to accelerate the drug discovery process. It has extensive knowledge and expertise in generating patient-derived iPSCs, as well as the largest patient-derived IPSC biobank. It also offers cell lines to academic collaborators at no cost. Heartseed Incorporated is a Japanese biotech company that is developing IPSC-derived cardiomyocytes, HSO01, for the treatment of heart failure. The company is positioned to initiate a phase half study of this investigational cell therapy in Japan in the second half of 2021. Helios KK, in collaboration with Sumitomo Dainippon Pharma, is undertaking a clinical trial using allogeneic IPSC-derived retinal cells to treat age-related macular degeneration. Heartbeat.bio's Cardioa drug discovery platform uses chamber-like cardiac organoids derived from induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, to replicate key features of inherited heart diseases. HebaCell is commercializing allogeneic off-the-shelf IPSC-derived NK cell therapeutics. The company uses a unique feeder-free 3D IPSC spheroid platform to produce NK cells. This efficient, scalable and reproducible method could allow nearly unlimited production of IPSC-derived NK cells for the treatment of cancer and other diseases. Hopstem Biotechnology is one of the first IPSC cell therapy companies in China and a market leader in IPSC-derived clinical-grade cell products. In June 2021, it partnered with Neurofth Biotechnology to co-develop an IPSC-derived cell therapy for the treatment of ocular diseases. Hopstem has a proprietary neural differentiation platform, as well as a patented IPSC reprogramming method and GMP manufacturing and quality systems. Implant Therapeutics is engineering IPSC MSC cells containing fail-safe and induced allogeneic cell tolerance, IACT stealth cell, technologies. These IPSC MSC cells are hypoimmunogenic and can be used as ex vivo gene therapy vehicles. IN8 Bio. IN8 Bio has a platform that can reprogram donor cells into iPSCs, expand them, and guide their differentiation into gamma-delta T cells through IN8 Bio's proprietary process, which can be scaled for full GMP manufacturing. IPS Incorporated and Avery Therapeutics are collaborating to advance an IPSC-derived cell therapeutic for heart failure. IPS is generating GMP-grade iPSCs, while Avery Therapeutics is using them to manufacture its MyCardia product. IPS is able to mass production clinical-grade IPSC lines simultaneously in a single room using a miniaturized plate and robotic technology, and its facility is equipped with a fully closed automated IPSC manufacturing system that meets the safety standards of the US FDA and Japanese PMDA. IPSCell is a small biotech company that specializes in using iPSCs to produce cell lines, provide platform services necessary for disease modeling, and develop stem cell-based treatments. IPS Heart. IPS Heart is a privately owned cell therapy company that has developed programs to reprogram iPSCs into skeletal muscle and cardiac muscle for the treatment of disease. Specifically, IPS Heart uses small molecules to reprogram iPSCs into new, functional heart muscle for the treatment of heart failure, Duchenne cardiomyopathy and Danon cardiomyopathy, and new skeletal muscle for the treatment of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. IPSirius SAS is an immuno-oncology firm focused on developing IPVANCE 1.0, a novel therapeutic cancer vaccine. Leveraging the antigenic overlap between iPSCs and cancer stem cells, CSCs, IPSirius aims to combat relapse and metastatic progression in cancer patients. Irogene Therapeutics, leveraging its AI plus chemical induction platform, Irogene has developed a strong pipeline of universal IPSC-derived cell products targeted at neurodegenerative disorders, such as Parkinson's disease and retinal diseases. In early 2024, clinical trials of its IPSC-derived product, NuvNoi 001, were initiated at Beijing Hospital and Zhongnan Hospital in China. Next, Irogene will investigate the use of NuvNoi 003 for the treatment of early-onset Parkinson's disease in a trial that has been approved by the Chinese NMPA. Jacobio Pharmaceuticals has a strategic investment with US-based Teva Cell to develop IPSC-derived NK cells for the treatment of cancer and other diseases. Kenai Therapeutics is developing RNDP-001, an IPSC-derived, allogeneic dopamine progenitor cell therapy for the treatment of idiopathic and inherited forms of Parkinson's disease. Keio University won approval from the Japanese government in February 2018 for an IPSC trial that involves the treatment of patients with spinal cord injuries, led by Professor Hideyuki Okano. Kiji Therapeutics was established in 2023 with a seed investment from VC firm AdBio Partners to develop engineered IPSC-derived MSCs. Its first preclinical products are adipose-derived MSCs transduced with IL-10 and CXCR4. Kyoto University Hospital, in partnership with the Center for IPSC Cell Research and Application, CRA, is performing a physician-led study of IPSC-derived dopaminergic progenitors in patients with Parkinson's disease. Laverock Therapeutics is utilizing gene-editing-induced gene silencing, GAGs, technology, and its associated computational platform to engineer IPSC-derived cell therapies that have improved efficacy, safety, and accessibility. MitoSideM platform replaces traditional IPSC manufacturing with a closed, automated system that delivers consistent, GMP-ready cells. Neurofth Biotechnology Limited is a gene therapy company specializing in ALV-mediated gene therapies for the treatment of ocular diseases. In June 2021, it partnered with Hopstum Biotechnology to develop an IPSC-derived candidate cell product for an agreed-upon retinal degenerative disorder. Notch Therapeutics is developing IPSC-derived T-cells for treating hematological malignancies, in partnership with Allogene Therapeutics. Novo Nordisk signed a co-development agreement with HeartSeed in mid-2021 that grants it exclusive rights to develop, manufacture, and commercialize HS001 globally, excluding Japan, where HeartSeed retained exclusive rights to develop HS001. HS001 is an investigational therapy comprised of purified IPSC-derived ventricular cardiomyocytes for the treatment of heart failure. Osaka University grafted a sheet of IPSC-derived corneal cells into the cornea of a patient with limbal stem cell deficiency, a condition in which corneal stem cells are lost. Pluristyx and Poncella. In October 2022, Pluristyx merged with Poncella. Today, the combined company has a goal as be the global leader in clinical grade, genetically modified, off-the-shelf iPSCs with the lowest barrier to entry for cell therapy development. ReproCell recently launched a personal IPSC service in Japan to prepare and store an individual's iPSCs for the treatment of future illness or injury. Individuals' iPSCs are created from mature cells in their urine or dental pulp, using RNA reprogramming technology. The iPSCs are then stored at two locations in Japan and the US. Riken administered the world's first IPSC-derived cell therapeutic into a human patient in 2014 when it transplanted an autologous IPSC-RPE cell sheet into a patient with AMD. Rhine Cell Therapeutics GmbH is a developer and manufacturer of GMP-compliant human iPSCs derived from HLA homozygous, allogeneic umbilical cord blood. In January 2021, the company received GMP certification and manufacturing authorization within the EU. RX Cell Incorporated has manufactured a master cell bank of iPSCs for allogeneic therapy, including IND activities for retinal degenerative disorders. It has also developed a novel hypoimmunogenic strategy and made universal IPSC lines that can be used to manufacture differentiated cells for allogeneic therapy. Rhine Biotechnology Incorporated. Rhine Bio is a therapeutics company leveraging IPSC technology to develop a platform of off-the-shelf neuron replacement therapies for neurological disorders. It has received a $4 million clinical stage research program, CLIN1, grant from CIRM to enable it to advance its lead candidate RNDP-001, an IPSC-derived dopamine neuron progenitor for the treatment of inherited and idiopathic forms of Parkinson's disease, through submission of an Indiana. Sana Biotechnology. Sana Biotechnology is developing hypoimmune-modified allogeneic donor iPSCs to evade immune response and rejection without immunosuppression. It is currently testing this cell technology in non-human primates, monkeys. SCG Cell Therapy Private Limited, SCG, has acquired the rights to HumanIPSC technology from the Agency for Science, Technology and Research, Astaris Accelerate Technologies Private Limited, Accelerate. SCG is using this IPSC technology to expand its cell therapy product portfolio and develop off-the-shelf NK cell therapies. SCM LifeSciences, a South Korean stem cell therapy developer, licensed exclusive rights within Korea for the development, approval, production, and sale of a diabetic cell therapy being developed by Allele Biotechnology and Pharmaceuticals. The $750,000 deal was signed in July 2021. Semma Therapeutics, which was acquired by Vertex Pharmaceuticals for $950 million in late 2019, is developing a treatment for type 1 diabetes. This treatment consists of cells derived from iPSCs that behave like pancreatic cells. Shionogi Therapeutics is developing a new class of hypoimmune CD8 ABIPSC-derived T cells for cancer and beyond by using immune evasion to leverage the therapeutic potential of iPSCs. Its Katana platform enables a master cell bank of untargeted IPSC-derived T cells that can support rapid pipeline expansion through the introduction of CARs or TCRs. Shoreline Biosciences is a biotech company that is developing allogeneic off-the-shelf natural killer, NK, and macrophage cellular immunotherapies derived from iPSCs for cancer and other serious diseases. SmartCell is a Swedish biotechnology company specializing in developing stem cell and RNA-based therapies, including those derived from iPSCs. Their advanced capabilities encompass stem cell therapy development and in-house cGMP manufacturing, with a globally licensed cardiac stem cell therapy in clinical stages and a growing pipeline of stem cell therapies. They are developing IPSC-derived midbrain dopaminergic neurons, IPSC-MDA, IPSC-MDA for the treatment of Parkinson's disease and IMSC plus mRNA for the treatment of osteoarthritis, OA. StemCite, StemCite is a Finnish early-stage biotech developing allogeneic IPSC cell-based therapies for corneal blindness. StemCent Therapeutics has been developing a therapy for hair loss involving generation of de novo hair follicles. Tyas Company Limited is focused on developing IPSC cell-derived immune cells, including T cells, IPSC-T, NK cells, and other specialized immune cells, to combat cancer. The company's lead product is an off-the-shelf IPSC-T cell therapy targeting solid tumors through tumor antigen-specific T cell receptors, TCR-IPSC-T, currently in preclinical development. Tyas collaborates with Kyoto University on clinical trials involving IPSC-derived NK cells, IPSC-NK, in Japan. Tolerance Bio is developing an allogeneic, or off-the-shelf, induced pluripotent stem cell, IPSC, based thymus cell therapy platform as well as pharmacological thymus therapies to address immune-mediated diseases. It recently completed a $20.2 million seed financing round. Tree Frog Therapeutics has a 13,000 square feet facility in France for the development and scale-up of its cell therapy manufacturing process that leverages human iPSCs. It plans to develop its own IPSC-derived therapies and support co-development programs. The U.S. NIH is undertaking the first U.S. clinical trial of an IPSC-derived therapeutic. Its phase I/IIa clinical trial will involve 12 patients with advanced stage geographic atrophy of the eye. UniXcel Biotechnology is developing UXDA-001, an investigational autologous IPSC-based cell therapy for the treatment of Parkinson's disease. It started its phase I study in 2025. VCCT Incorporated is a growth stage biotechnology company developing a portfolio of ex vivo and in vivo cell therapy solutions for ocular diseases, with a focus on using IPSC cells for retinal regeneration. The company's CEO is Masayo Takahashi, who led the world's first clinical study of retinal cell transplantation derived from IPSC cells in 2014 when she was at Riken. Vision Care Group was founded in 2019 by Masayo Takahashi, the researcher who conducted the world's clinical study of an IPSC-derived retinal cell transplant in 2014. It is focused on cell therapy solutions to retinal diseases, with a focus on IPSC-derived therapeutics. Vita Therapeutics, a Cambrian Biopharma affiliate, is developing IPSC-derived therapeutics. VTA-100 is an autologous, genetically engineered IPSC-derived therapeutic for the treatment of limb-girdle muscular dystrophy, While VTA-200 is a genetically engineered IPSC-derived hypoimmunogenic treatment for muscular dystrophy, IPSC-derived cell therapeutics and clinical trials. While the groups above are involved with the development of IPSC-based cell therapeutics, not all of them have reached clinical stage. Companies and organizations developing clinical stage IPSC-derived therapeutics are described below. In 2016, Cynata Therapeutics received a landmark approval to launch the world's first formal clinical trial of an allogeneic IPSC-derived cell product, CYPO-01, for the treatment of GVHD. In collaboration with Fujifilm, Cynata Therapeutics completed this phase I trial in December 2018, reporting positive results. Cynata Therapeutics is now testing its product candidate CYPO-04 in a phase III clinical trial enrolling up to 440 patients. CYPO-04 is an allogeneic, IPSC-derived mesenchymal stem cell (MSC) product derived using Cynata's proprietary Cimerus technology. Led by the University of Sydney and funded by the Australian Government National Health and Medical Research Council (NHMRC), the trial will assess whether the cells can improve patient outcomes in osteoarthritis (OA). It will be the world's first clinical trial involving an IPSC-derived cell therapeutic to enter phase III and the largest one ever completed. In December 2019, the National Institutes of Health (NIH) announced it would be undertaking the first U.S. clinical trial of an IPSC-derived therapeutic. The goal of this trial is to restore dying cells of the retina. The phase I/IA clinical trial involves 12 patients with advanced stage geographic atrophy who received an IPSC-derived retinal pigment epithelial (RPE) implant into a single eye. This trial is supported by the Ocular and Stem Cell Translational Research Section of the National Eye Institute, NEI. The NEI is part of the NIH. In February 2019, allogeneic IPSC-derived NK cells produced by scientists from the University of Minnesota in collaboration with Fate Therapeutics were granted approval by FDA for a clinical trial. Specifically, Fate Therapeutics is exploring the clinical use of FD516 and FD500, which are its off-the-shelf, IPSC-derived natural killer (NK) cell product candidates. In December 2019, the company released promising clinical data from its phase I studies. In July 2020, Fate Therapeutics subsequently announced FDA clearance of its IND application for the world's first IPSC-derived CAR T cell therapy, FD819. FD819 is an off-the-shelf allogeneic chimeric antigen receptor (CAR) T cell therapy targeting CD19 plus malignancies. Notably, the use of a clonal master IPSC line as the starting cell source will position Fate to mass produce CAR T cells to be delivered off the shelf to patients. The Japanese company Helios KK is preparing, in collaboration with Sumitomo Dainippon Pharma, for a clinical trial using allogeneic IPSC derived retinal cells to treat age related macular degeneration (AMD). Recently, Century Therapeutics, which acquired Clade Therapeutics in April 2024, launched its Calypso-1 study, which is a clinical trial of CNTY-101, its CD19-targeted CAR NK cell product that is being evaluated in participants with moderate to severe systemic lupus erythematosus. Of course, there are also numerous physician-led studies underway in Japan investigating the use of IPSC-derived cellular products in human patients. These clinical trials are for diseases such as macular degeneration, ischemic cardiomyopathy, Parkinson's disease, solid tumors, spinal cord injury, SCI, and platelet production. Physician-led studies of IPSC-derived cell therapeutics. Details on each of these Japanese trials are provided below. Clinical trials for AMD. Significant progress has been made for retinal degeneration diseases, particularly for age-related macular degeneration, AMD. In 2009, preclinical data showed for the first time the recovery of visual function in patients injected with retinal pigment epithelium, RPE, differentiated from iPSCs in a rat model's retina. A major breakthrough was made when the group led by Masayo Takahashi at the Riken Center for Developmental Biology in Japan produced IPSC-RPE cell sheets in 2014. Autologous IPSC-RPE for AMD. The above-mentioned successes led to the initiation of the first iPSC's clinical trial in 2014 itself. Scientists at the Riken Center in Japan transplanted an autologous IPSC-RPE cell sheet just below the affected retina, without immunosuppression, in a 77-year-old woman with AMD. 1 year after the transplantation, The progression of the degeneration simply halted. An area with photoreceptors recovery was observed, and the patient's vision remained stable. There were no symptoms of immune rejection or tumor development. Allogeneic IPSCar PE for AMD. In March 2017, Japanese scientists announced that a 60-year-old man was the first patient to receive IPSCar PE cells derived from another person, an allogeneic source. A clinical-grade IPSC bank for collecting and storing healthy HLA homozygous donors is now being established at the Center for IPSC Cell Research and Application, CRA, in Kyoto, Japan. IPSC-derived cardiomyocytes for ischemic cardiomyopathy. Also in 2017, IPSC-derived cardiomyocytes were grafted onto a porcine model of ischemic cardiomyopathy by Kawamura, et al., using a cell sheet technique. Cardiac function was significantly improved, and neovascularogenesis was observed. Recently, scientists from Osaka University were granted approval for a clinical trial to transplant allogeneic sheets of tissue derived from iPSCs onto the diseased hearts of three human patients. IPSC-derived cells for spinal cord injury. Several preclinical studies in spinal cord injuries using IPSC-derived neural progenitor cells in animal models have provided evidence for remyelination and locomotor function recovery. In February 2018, the Japanese government gave an approval to Professor Hideyuki Okano for a clinical trial that will involve the treatment of patients with spinal cord injuries at Keio University. IPSC-derived platelets. In September 2018, a group of scientists from Kyoto University were granted approval to begin a transfusion trial using platelets derived from iPSCs into an individual with aplastic anemia. The hope is that IPSC-derived platelets could replace transfusions of donated blood. IPSC-derived dopaminergic neurons for Parkinson's disease. As early as 2008, it was confirmed that IPSC-derived dopaminergic neurons improve the symptoms and dopaminergic function of a rat model of Parkinson's disease. Approximately a decade later, in October 2018, dopamine precursor cells were created from allogeneic iPSCs produced by Jun Takahashi's research group at Kyoto University. Physicians at Kyoto University Hospital then transplanted these cells into subjects with Parkinson's disease. A total of 7 patients were involved. IPSC-derived corneal cells for limbal stem cell deficiency. In July 2019, scientists at Osaka University started a clinical trial for limbal stem cell deficiency, a condition in which corneal stem cells are lost. The scientists grafted a sheet of IPSC-derived corneal cells onto the cornea of a patient. Within 1 month, her vision seemed to have improved. To learn about the expanding market for iPSCs, view the Global Induced Pluripotent Stem Cell (IPCell) Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts. IPCell Market Report.